T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elise is star, Elise is star.
Hello, everyone. This is Lisa's star, and this is my thought of the day. And I have been posting this story that I wrote. It was maybe one of the first things. I didn't go to real college. I just got a baby AA, and it was the first time I used citations. It's called "The Military is the Biggest Polluter in the World." Because the military is the biggest polluter in the world. And I found like NBC News and news from around the world from reputable sources proving my point, right? And everyone's talking right now about how to save the earth, but nobody's talking about how the US military, if they just stopped polluting, if they just, we just started regulating how much pollution every base was excreting, as well as our carbon footprints around the world, as well as the, because I mean, there's three or four things, right? There are 679 sites around the U.S., where there's military housing, and there's a large number of PFAS, which is basically like plastic and other shit in your blood that causes cancer. You can find a map of that. I'll leave a link for you. But basically, I constructed the story out of several, like I said, reputable sources about how the military is fucking up our planet. And like I said, if they just stopped right now, I think we could reach some other planetary goals. I think it would buy us a couple more years. But if they actively undid some of the things, some of the ways they're poisoning the environment, and it's full tilt. It's like they poison the bases. I just said they poison the water, they poison the air, they poison they use too much gas. But they also just, they blow shit up in the fucking ocean. You know, there are so many nuclear bombs we've just left under there. We give them a lot of money. They could clean up the mess, but no one's going to oversee the military. So I've been really frustrated because usually when I say incendiary things like this, usually when I post something that I think is outlandish, you know, it's not just my sexual stuff. I'll post something else that's controversial, something other, you know, politically or, you know, about celebrities that are rapey. And like, I say a lot of dramatic things a lot of the time, right? And I post them on Twitter, I post them on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, right? They get at least a little bit of attention. I did a thing where I posted this with all the links to 200 people the other day. Not one word, not one like, not one retweet. Nobody answered. Like I've sent these links personally to journalists, asking them to address this when they're talking about climate change, because everyone's talking about it right now, but nobody's talking about the biggest, most important thing. So then I was really upset about it. And I was like, I can't understand why I'm not getting any fucking traction with this. It's a big fucking story that everyone's just ignoring. And she was like, what do you think would happen to them if they went and talked about how fucked up the U.S. military is? What do you think would happen to that newscaster, people, or even to the people who own the paper that printed it? She's like, what? Why do you think they could be afraid to tell that story? And I was like, oh, I guess you're right. I guess it is kind of like a big deal. I guess this is the kind of thing maybe people get sniped for. I don't know. I don't know why anyone would want to really snipe me. But I hung up the phone with her and I thought about it. And then I was like, oh, fuck. I probably shouldn't have tweeted those articles to the Pakistani government, asking them to use it to fuck with us. Oh, I really shouldn't have done that. And then I'm such a white lady. Instead of worrying that somebody's going to knock down my door, I was just like, well, now I know the NSA is probably watching and listening to me, which in and of itself kind of makes me feel good. I was always kind of bummed that I didn't have my own reality show, but I do now. There's at least one person who's always listening to me. And not only does he have to hear the stupid shit that I make, like these podcasts, even though they sound rambly, these are not my first attempts. I go through a lot of attempts. I'm super repeato girl in my apartment. So it just makes me feel good that I am someone's reality show, that somebody's always watching me, that maybe they're learning some shit. Maybe I'm going to help them process their feelings. You know, maybe I can help them with their boundaries, or they can feel superior to me because they live better. It doesn't matter. Just knowing that I'm having an impact on that NSA agent's world makes me feel good. Hi, I assume you're a dude because this is creepy and only dudes do that kind of work. I know, I'm a sexist. I also thought about how that NSA agent, I'm going to give him a name, has had to sit through every one of my horrible shits, of my diarrhea and my constipation, all of it. You know, he's probably been there for the last year, right? I've been trying to send people this story. I think this is not the first time I've actually tweeted to the government of Pakistan. He's been with me for a while. So I'm pretty sure that he remembers the weekend I had diarrhea every 15 minutes. You know, like hopefully as fondly as when I jiggle my boobs at the camera. But yeah. I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know what I name my NSA agent. And just remember, if I get disappeared, I earned it. I deserve it. I tried to do something awesome. I tried to save the world. And not just with my fucked up greeting cards. Is what I'd like you to think if something terrible happens to me. But I don't I don't have any control over how you feel. I understand that you can have more feelings about that disappearance that I'm planning now for myself. This has been Alisa Starr's Thought of the Day. And as always, the Alisa Starr's Thought of the Day is brought to you by Snarky Cards. Snarky Cards. brutally honest greeting cards. Getting your dick wet since 2007. Today's snarky card is, when people are assholes, leave. It's better to be alone than to be alone with an asshole. Sincerely, Elisa. Get these snarky cards and more at snarkycards.etsy.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.